there's a good argument to be made that there was a shift in military technology, which in effect made the chariot an outmoded weapon. Furthermore, many of the people who came to take over the Greek world and Asia Minor had probably entered on invitation as settlers, as mercenaries, and as allies of the great king of Hatti, the various kings of the Greek world, and of Mesopotamia. And eventually what they did is simply went into business for themselves. And in this sense, an analogy to the breakup of the Roman Empire in the 4th, 5th, and 6th centuries is probably quite apt. Now, the conditions varied in which civilization collapsed and how far the collapse went. If you were living in the old core areas, the river valley areas such as Egypt or Mesopotamia, where there were great cities, where cuneiform and hieroglyphic scripts were still used, those kingdoms, Egypt, Babylon, they got through the watershed. They had the population, the resources, and the institutions to hold on to their core areas and not fall before the new people. And they emerge into the Iron Age as the traditional monarchies of Egypt and Babylon. But if you were in the regions such as Asia Minor and Greece and the Levant, which had received civilization, urban-based literate civilization earlier, those were the areas that were most affected by the collapse. And those were the areas where civilization was newer. And you can essentially determine that in the Iron Age between those societies that used an alphabet, as opposed to those societies that used the older writing systems, cuneiform, hieroglyphics, with their numerous ideograms and symbols. In the regions that adopted the alphabet, in Asia Minor, in Phoenicia, in Greece, those are the areas that lost contact with their Bronze Age past. And that's a quick way of determining how this Bronze Age world broke up. Now, in the case of the Greek kingdoms in the Aegean, they probably suffered the most extreme collapse of all of the kingdoms. They were the most remote in the Bronze Age world order. Even to the Hittites, they were pretty much a fringe area. And the systematic destruction of the citadels in Greece was remembered in later Greek legend as the arrival of the Dorians, the descendants of Heracles, the Roman Hercules, who pushed into the Peloponnesus in central Greece, overthrew the old monarchies, and destroyed the great palaces, and drove populations out of the Aegean into Asia Minor and into Egypt, later to be known as the Sea Peoples, the Philistines, other groups who poured out of the Aegean and settled on various shores of the Levant and Asia Minor. And the Greeks remembered a real sense of a break, a discontinuity. And that's perhaps an important point to make, because of all the civilizations in the Bronze Age that suffered the reverse, it was the Aegean that had the most dramatic shock. And this is still being debated, but shipbuilding, writing, all of the arts of civilization associated with those palaces were destroyed. And as I like to put it, it was as if the entire cultural slate of the Bronze Age in the Aegean world was taken and wiped clean. The Greeks themselves, looking back to this past, they don't even really have much of a memory of the Hittites. They have at best, the memories of a dream that are just faint glimmers of what you had dreamt as you wake up in the early morning. That's all they knew of that Bronze Age past. Now, that would in the end prove decisive, because in breaking with that connection, the Greek civilization that will emerge on the Aegean in the ensuing Iron Age, on the shores of Asia Minor, in the islands, in Greece, that civilization will have some unique features. That civilization will move out in directions quite different from the Near East. And so that the influence that will come to radiate over Asia Minor will be quite a new and unique civilization, Hellenic and Greek civilization, which is the basis of the Western tradition.